Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Ten Arche. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The DH, Claudel Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Holtzman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The DH, Joe Liss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. There goes North. The throw from Ellis to Duffy, and North is out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney fires to first and picks off Bell. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Bell, and towards Duffy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Brohmer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Glenn Abbott now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Bell reaches second base with a double. North throws the ball into Bando, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ellis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Joe Liss. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tenarche hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Green reaches second base with a double. Rudy moves to third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy scores. Green scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Angel Manghul pinch hits for Larry Haney. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Tenarche now catching. Angel Manghul now playing left field. Joe Rudy now playing first base. Ted Kubiak now playing third base. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Tenarche and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lowenstein trying to get to home. Jackson throws the ball into Tenarche who tags Lowenstein who's trying to score from second, for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tenarche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spikes is walked intentionally. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Spikes moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. North hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-2 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-2 in the game. Tenarche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Fred Bean now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Green takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-1 in the game. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-1 in the game. Manghul hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Manghul reaches second base with a double. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 3-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brohmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Pat Bourque pinch hits for Ted Kubiak. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing third base. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spikes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hazualu pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Ellis and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jackson scores. It's Athletics, 7, Indians, 7. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tenarche. The throw from Ellis and he is out, Broemer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Hazualu now playing left field. Angel Manghul now playing third base. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manghul fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-7, Indians. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Washington pinch runs for Dick Green. Bruce Ellingson now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Washington steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ellis scoops up the ball and tags Washington for the out. Washington moves to third. One out. Tom Buskey now pitching. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Manghul hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Manghul reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's Athletics, 8, Indians, 8. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. North is walked intentionally. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manghul scores. North moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. It's 9-8, Athletics. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alu is 0-for-1 in the game. Alu hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Campaneris trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for Hazualu. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing left field. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Gene Tenarche now playing second base. Tim Hosley now catching. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy bunts towards first. Rudy juggles the ball. That's an error on Rudy. Torres moves to third. Duffy moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tenarche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes strikes out. 2 outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. Duffy scores. 2 runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 9. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.